Doors are closing at the only two Portland Walmarts, and hundreds of customers are left finding a new place to shop.
A Milwaukee Walmart closing its doors. The store on Silver Spring near Appleton shutting down next month.
Shocker tonight for suburban shoppers. Walmart announcing it's closing three stores.
The stores to be closed are spread across the area from north to south in Lincolnwood, Plainfield, and Homewood.
It's kind of crazy. You don't hear of things like Walmart closing. Walmart.
There have been rules that have been changed that make it not something that the police are going to prosecute, or that the criminals won't be prosecuted below certain levels. Does that matter?
If that's not corrected over time, prices will be higher, right, and or stores will close.
A representative for the store saying this decision was not made lightly and was reached only after a thorough review process, adding that the company has 5,000 stores across the U.S., and some do not meet their financial expectations.
Walmart says they're closing both Portland locations because they were not meeting financial expectation.
We got to resolve the shoplifting one way or another if that is simply the problem.
The reason, Walmart says, because of poor performance record. It, quote, did not meet Walmart's financial expectations.
It's like they're trying to starve the black neighborhood or something. I don't know what's going on because it's always crowded.
It's always busy. It's always busy, but they never have nothing.
Well, Memphis police releasing surveillance video of the shoplifting spree at the Whitehaven Walmart tonight. We told you about the 22 people who raced into the business there and started grabbing items from the store, from TV sets to car batteries to Black Panther scooters.
Oh, she's stealing the TV. Wait. You moving too slow. Jump in that mother. Oh, she just fell out the car. Oh, Lord.
As you can see in this compilation of surveillance footage, there is often nothing subtle about it. Thieves openly stealing merchandise from Target locations across the country. Target told the Wall Street Journal that retail crime incidents are up 50% from 1 year ago, but the National Retail Federation says retailers all over the country saw a total of more than $94 billion in loss due to theft in 2021.
Yes, and call the cops. Leave it.